Welcome back to Farm Talk. Yes, I am back. Big thank you to my friend Jamie, who filled in over the last several days. Had a fun time down in Texas, specifically Austin, Texas. All I did was eat food. I probably lost or gained everything that I lost the previous weeks, but it was worth it. So had some fun down there. Got a chance to visit with my son and had a good time. Actually, two of my sons were there. We need to head up and hopefully we can get some rain going for the folks up in the Langdon area. It's our time for Crop Talk with our friends from Legacy Seed, Rodney Agnes. And Rodney, what did you do wrong? Why are we getting no rain up there? This is your fault, isn't it?
I think I took my moccasins off, but I lost one of them. I can't find it, and I can't get rain.
Oh, well, we can't blame Bruce for this one. So this one we're going to lay at your feet. So you and I were visiting a little bit earlier today, and I don't want to say it's like bad, but it's getting to be that way. We are kind of getting close to really critical times, are we not, needing rain?
Well, it's sure pointing that way, but, you know, I don't want to give up hope. I think, you know, with a little bit of forecast out there for some rain, hopefully a guy can snag one or two. There's guys out there that are catching a little bit here and there, you know, and it's just kind of frustrating, you know, when you're going out there and spraying and you're looking at the fields and it's there's hope down there, but we sure need a shot of rain.
Yeah.
Just need some rain.
Well, I was visiting with Daryl Richardson. I had to tape him because he had a speaking in, or actually he was visiting the Drone Center up in Grand Forks today, and he said pretty much the same thing. I don't know when we shifted Mother Nature into only giving us these stupid popcorn showers, but it's driving me crazy. You get excited, you're like, ooh, I see some rain developing, and then all it is a little blip here, a little blip there, and he did say we have the chance for rain over the next 10 days, but the same thing again, just these little spotty showers, which is crazy.
You know, when we get in the spring of the year, or usually it's July, that's what you get. You get the humidity, you get a lot of heat, and then you see them big thunderheads building to the north and east and west, and you just sit back and wait for the big thunderstorm. But we're kind of a month early for that, and it's just, you know, the days of your 2 day, 3 day, inch and a half rains, we haven't seen that for a few years now, and it'd be kind of nice to bring that back into the homestead here and see how... See how good we can make it.
Yeah, and literally you could use a 2-inch rain, not a 4, not a 5, not a 6 at one time, but like a good inch and a half, 2 inches, nice moderate soaker, that would be awesome. That'd be the $1 million, maybe $1 billion rain.
Yeah, it would be if you stretch that out into, three counties.
Oh, my goodness. So if you're driving around, like when you're looking out in the fields and not at the missile silos, how do the crops look when you're driving by on the roads? I mean, do they still look pretty spry, or can you see some stress?
No, you can see stress, but it's once again the guys that got out there and got it into the moisture. Their fields don't look that bad. I mean, you know, you can honestly say that they there's a lot of hope.
Okay,
and you can also tell the ones that you know. They started with beans, and then they went to wheat and whatnot, and then they started planting everything into dry dirt. And you can tell that, though. Some of the fields look like they have mange. They're just nothing there in some spots and really skippy. But you go, you know, I've already driven out into a lot of fields, and you look out there in the canola fields, and you got three different stages are coming. You got 2.5 inch tall and 1 inch, and then you dig in the dirt and you find a canola seed there with blue still on it, so it's just laying there waiting for a drink.
Are you ended up, because not that far away from you, I was visiting with the gentleman that was telling me that they've already had some fields, I think it was around Botno, that have already had to replant just because the crusting over of the soil.
You know, if they would have got a rain, yeah, absolutely. If you got a hard rain, yeah, there was a couple guys that were thinking about it, but they never did it because most of the guys, they're just letting it come. From what I've talked to a lot of different farmers, they're just letting it come because you think about going replanting again, and you're going to plant right into dry dirt, and you're going to have two sets of
seeds
laying in the dirt waiting for moisture.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, what's going on with Legacy? Anything? You guys still delivering any type of seed, or is all the planting done in your neck of the woods?
I talked to Jim yesterday, and he said that he had a few customers that were still coming in and getting probably their last stuff. But for the most part, I think we're pretty much done. You know, there was the threat of some replant, but that kind of went away. And now Cowboy and I and Jim and Randy are returns and concerns. That's what June is. And you know, you got a guy worried about this and worried about that, and so you go out there, deal with his concern, and then go back and get the return. So that's about what we're doing.
Is the main question right now not anything seed specific, but more like when is it going to rain? Because I could give you Mick's phone number; they can call him. They don't have to bug you guys. We can just stick him right on Mick.
You know, right now it's almost like USDA. It's all a weather market, and right now it's all a weather worry. See if they're going to get a crop.
Yep, absolutely. All right, anything else? What are you doing? You eating anything good? Are you fishing? Anything else?
Well, I've been doing a little bit of fishing on weekends when I finally get a little bit of time off. And that old Devil's Lake, that's either hit or miss. I'll tell you what. Go out there, and I listen to these guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're telling me, yep, you go out there, you go 8 feet of water, and you just kind of put it on half mile an hour on your trolling motor, and you just cast in the shore. Well, I did that one day for about 3 hours. I felt like I pitched 2 9-inning games. My arm was about ready to hang. So I said, enough of that. I put the trolling motor on 1-2, 1-3, and I put a bottom bouncer off, took a break, and an hour and a half, I limited out. So
did you really?
This Indian knows how to fish.
We were talking fishing this morning. I read a couple of reports, and Devil's Lake is like one of the areas that you'll usually be able to find a fishing report, because the fishing report is always good. And I read one that the guy was like, I couldn't keep walleyes off my hook. And he just was talking about how he caught all these fish. But then I read another one and just said kind of what you said was it was sporadic. You just had to find the right bait, the right area, and the right time, basically. So,
yep, you find the right bait, and if you get a bite, stay there. Because on the other side, there might not be nothing, I'm guessing. I don't know.
I
need to find one of them cameras that I can hook up to my trolling motor that can just take me right to it.
Can you get it to bite? One of the funniest things, and I'll let you go, is this was several years ago. We went out early season, like right before even the Minnesota fishing opener, but you could panfish. And the ice was out. I was out there with my son, and we went into this bay, and we could see nothing but sunfish and crappie, all these panfish. There must have been 100 of them there. I kid you not, I threw the lure out there. I threw the bait out there, and they all turned and faced that hook. And none of them made a move for it. It was the funniest thing I'd ever seen. It was like a stadium watching a fish, watching a baseball game, but they were staring at my hook, but nobody. We sat there for hours. Nobody would bite. So that's usually my luck. So
yeah.
You get a camera to just sit and stare at it. But all right, my friend, take care.
That's about the way it goes.
You be safe. Do whatever you can to get some rain up there. We need some rain. So you work on that.
Yeah, no.
All right.
I'm going to start seeding the clouds instead of the ground.
For folks that need some help with seed, not too late. Is there still seed around? You got some laying around the buildings there if somebody needs something?
Yeah. Yep. I still got seed around. If you need some sunflowers, we can scrounge some up for you. If you need beans, we can do that. Corn, I don't think anybody wants to put that in right now. Mm-hmm. That's just a little late, but we still have some.
Okay.
If you need anything, you get a hold of me or Cowboy or Jim or Randy.
Okay.
But my number is 701-370-9005.
Otherwise, LegacySeeds.com, is that the place to go?
Otherwise, LegacySeeds.com. That works perfect.
Very good. We'll save a few fish for me. We'll talk to you soon.